Please enjoy this classic clip from the I Love Gringo Letters Patreon archives.
Hey, you guys. Welcome to I Love Gringo Letters, the podcast where we talk about the letters to the age newspapers, television and radio lift out, the Gringo. I am Steele Saunders and I do love Gringo Letters. Well, Jerry the Persian is excited about this episode. What an ovation. We are live. We are lounging and podcasting for the 199th episode with a live lounge room audience. Some might say that it's stupid.
And you call those people neighbours.
Excellent. Yes. Some people might think it is a little bit silly to invite 40 people who some I know, some I don't know, into your house to listen to a podcast, but when you consider I've been recording an hour for free for the past 4 years, I'm not prone to wise business decisions. But you're all here if you... who was here last year? All right, well, you know the rules. If you're going to take something, you have to return the thing you took last year. That is... This is the only podcast in the world where the rule is the audience isn't allowed to wear cargo pants, all right?
Oh, there's one bloke at the back going, oh, where else am I going to keep me fucking trail mix?
Cody was like, you better not be having a fucking shot at the army, mate. I parachuted into this motherfucker.
Now I've got my normal little bag today.
Oh, okay.
What's your normal little bag?
Well, it's actually my girlfriend's sister's bag, so it just looks like I've got a...
Oh, God.
A shell.
Oh, yeah, that's normal.
Yeah.
I've just got my normal girlfriend's sister's bag
yeah,
today.
Yeah, she lent me a Polly Pocket, and it's been a great weekend.
Did you need something to carry your Libra fleurs in?
That's funny, because, like, you know how they say with mullets, it's like, you know, business up front, party up back.
Yeah.
Your barrel-chested man up front, private school girl up back.
Better than the other way around, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's also a move you can charge a lot of money for.
Yeah. Jonah up front, Jermay at the back.
Yeah. If you've got a hairy chested man up back, you are Jared from Subway for the next 15 years.
Yeah.
Tommy, he just had a look of just like, Michelle, push the dump button. Yeah. Push the dump button.
I don't think we can talk about it.
The Nova Valentinos are giving away Subway footlongs all week. Not what you think. Okay, let us introduce our letter... I will introduce the letter lovers and then we'll find out who's what in the audience.
What?
What?
I don't know.
That was more of a note for me, you guys.
I can't wait to find out who's what. Because I've been looking at some of you and I go, I've got no idea. Oh.
I can't wait. I hope you go on to greater fame and fortune. So I can invite people around to see the Tommy Little Memorial beer ring on my... No coasters for Tommy Little.
I'm going to see how many I can get by the end of the show.
Fucking hell.
They're going to go, is this couch patterned?
Yeah, which is a far more valuable spot than saying, Cody drank here. It's like, yeah, all right. That's Melbourne, mate.
That's a couch in a house he doesn't know. Yeah. What happened in this place? There's beer rings on one couch and there's what appears to be red pubes on the other couch.
Let's introduce our letter lovers. First up, he has been storming all around the world with his unique brand of bearded humour. Welcome back, the legendary letter lover, already on to his second beer, Nick Cody.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mate, I'm telling you why I'm on the second beer. You would probably think it's because I have a problem, but it's not. I'm on borrowed time. Guys, I was in a car with Tom Seagate yesterday on the Hume Highway, and at 110k an hour, a truck in front of us ran over a bit of 2x4 that decided to spear at the windshield where I was sitting. And I did the sweet old put the hand up, like I was just going to catch it one hand. Like, fuck, how's that? Thank fuck, it was his boss's car that we're in, this BMW that had a ridiculous windshield on it, and it smashed the entire thing. But it could have been a sad podcast otherwise.
So what? Windscreen shattered. All
funny. Or, someone say all really funny. That's great. Dad's
so,
in.
So windscreen shattered.
Yeah.
You guys can't drive them. Pulled over.
Nah. Like all it shattered. Glass didn't go on us, but it was shattered. You know how it's held in by the film.
He deflected the 2x4 with his parachuting backpack.
Yeah. And what's great about it is, as I'm sure all these people know, and very well documented, you have the shakes at the best of times.
Yeah.
So I would have loved to see you get out of that car.
Oh, no, it was the opposite. Just so like
someone put it. Someone's got to stop putting dollars in Cody. Yeah. He's vibrating like a motherfucker.
How big's this bloke's bobblehead that he's got in his car?
He won a rap dancing tournament.
A rap dancing tournament.
That's what the kids are into, aren't they? Rap dancing tournaments.
Yeah, but what I need to know from Steele is we'd still have done the podcast, though, wouldn't we?
It's so funny. It's funny you say. So I was just at Ronnie's party at the rooftop. You guys, I don't know why you didn't turn up.
I wonder why I didn't turn up.
Yeah. Mate,
imagine if I invited 40 people and I was at another party.
From his invite, he said bring whoever the fuck you want. So that would have been fine. But we were looking at a guy who was peering over the edge of the rooftop, and someone said, look, I don't want him to jump just because I don't know him, but it's a definite party ruiner. And it's a real point you get in your life where suddenly anything is only, you only care how much it affects you personally.
Hours of fun it will take from you.
Yeah. So would it have gone on without Cody?
Would it have? Memorial podcast.
I like to think it would have been the same but better.
No, that's the best.
We could have got a
We
could have got a sweet sponsorship by Mitre 10.
And you know what? Tommy Little would have got to sit where he wanted.
Yeah.
That was his spot on the couch.
Yeah, sliding doors, mate.
Yeah.
It would have been like
the best part. I could have still turned up as a ghost on the podcast. As a, I do. I love that Tommy's like, hey man, why weren't you at Ronnie's thing? I escaped certain death yesterday, so I chose to hang out with my girlfriend instead of an Asian man on the spectrum. Hey Cody, are you okay? What sort of windscreen was it, Cody? Did you do research before you went into
that
vehicle?
It's a windscreen.
Yeah. I want that windscreen. I'm trying to get sunglasses made out of the same thing.
I understand what you're saying. They should make windscreens thicker. I get that.
This is a very obscure 80s reference. With a 2x4 on a freeway coming at you, it would have been like you were playing Mario Kart with Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Not for everyone, but for some.
Very good.
Not for most.
Speaking of not for most, our next guest. Is the soon-to-be ousted breakfast host at Nova, the great man who has weird seating choices. It is great to be back with Tommy Little.
Thank you. It's very nice to be here regardless of not being in the spot that I want to be in. I just wanted to see these people. I just feel, again.
It's fine. Hey, it's fine.
Not being in the spot that you want to be, that's what show business is all about, Tommy.
Yeah.
Our other guest is one of the co-hosts of the Green Guide Letter Heavy Great Australian Bake Off. Please welcome Claire Hooper.
Hi, Steele. I read the first half of your invitation text. That's the formal way that he invites you to be on this podcast. I read the first half and I was like, oh, he wants me on the podcast. And then you were like, a lot of bake-off letters. And I was like, I don't think I'll do it. My husband encouraged me.
Wade?
Yeah.
To come down here?
He said, do it. It'll be fun. And when, yeah, Because I don't know. I don't know if I necessarily... Because I don't read the letters. I don't see why I would want to do that. Find out the content.
Probably the poor room to bring that up in.
In front of... Right.
Who the fuck reads the letters?
Yeah.
What sort of fuckheads listen to podcasts?
No, it's so weird. My point is, I'm not actively looking for feedback. And if I were, I'd probably do it in the privacy of my own home rather than the publicness of your own, of your apartment and 40 guests. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm saying I cannot wait to hear the lovely feedback. That's what I'm saying.
Claire,
yes,
don't flatter yourself. They're not. They are finding far more obscure things to complain about on the Great Australian Bake Off than such an obvious target as the hosts.
Well, that's great to hear. Why am I here?
It's been very loved, though.
Oh.
It has.
Isn't it the highest rating show on Foxtel?
Yeah. I was going to say, everyone I know that was Bake Off fans of the overseas
format.
Oh, the
British one.
Loves it.
How good's that show?
But yeah, it's great. Yeah. But they love it. There's no one that I've spoken to who's gone, you know what? This is shit. Everybody loves it.
Thanks, Tommy Little. That's weird. That's not funny. Or is it? Did I miss it? Was that a joke? No. You're all right. You're all right, mates. All right, move on.
Geez, Claire Hooper can take a compliment.
For the one person not drinking, you're making the least amount of sense.
I know. Just, well, you know, and if they're insulting my friends as well, I'm going to feel very, very hurt on their behalf.
Are you friends with the cakes?
Yeah, you know what? I was 2 months pregnant at time of filming, so yeah, pretty much every cake was a good friend. Oh, yuck.
Oh, yuck.
Pregnant cake, yuck.
Oh, no, it wasn't the cakes weren't pregnant.
What? Yeah.
Oh. No, I had the good kind of morning sickness that makes you want to eat all the cakes.
And you were hosting the perfect show.
I know. Well, actually, no, it was. To be honest, it wasn't ideal. Thanks for caring, ladies.
What's upsetting is I just learned I have morning sickness. For like 15 years.
Which is funny because
fucking massive.
Because a lot of us have thought you were 6 months pregnant for a long, but for a long time.
Hey.
I was scared to leave a ring on Steele's couch. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Good day.
How much longer before you have your second child?
My child. 3 months or something. I don't know. I keep losing track. People ask. Well, you have every time people ask you, you have to go back into your diary and look at the day you had sex again, and then count forward by the weeks. And it's real.
Hang on. Is that diary as in you schedule things for the future, or is that diary as in, dear diary, me and Wade had sex today.
Yeah.
It was the tops.
Nah.
Great hanging out with Cakesy on set today.
I know the date because it was his first day of not working and the day he got tonsillitis, and that's why we were surprised I got pregnant that day.
Yeah. There's nothing sexier than
you would have thought it would have
tonsillitis.
Taken a bit of power out of it, but there you go.
That's hilarious. That you were surprised you got pregnant.
Baby.
Like that was his thing. Like, I don't need a condom. I got tonsillitis. Yeah.
I told you, babe. Either sex in a spa or tonsillitis. Yeah. Yeah. It's fine.
No, that's fair enough because cartoon tonsils and cartoon sperm look very similar.
Yeah. It's true.
Mm-hmm. They
do.
Yeah.
Cody.
Yeah.
Did you go to the UFC? I bet you did.
Fuck, it certainly did.
Did you wear your Ronda Nose t-shirt?
No, I wore my brand new and now useless t-shirt, Venice's own undefeated bantamweight champion Ronda Rousey, which that's fucked, isn't it? Take that back.
And bantamweight, talk to me about bantamweight.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like one of the more popular weights. Where do you have to... Whoa.
Oh, sorry. The one bantamweight bloke in the room's arced up.
I was just waiting for him to get up and round kick you.
Yeah. Who is... What was your name, bantamweight gentleman?
Danny.
Oh, Danny. Danny, are you... Danny the Crusher. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Oh, my
Not
God.
Two in one room.
And Danny, are you bantamweight?
I couldn't argue over that, but they've got some great fighters, fast speed, they're quick movement, they're great.
TJ Dillashaw, current bantamweight champ, is amazing, yeah. Holly Holm.
Oh, fuck. I just realised we're talking about sport. This is horrible.
Yeah, I've picked the wrong room for this one. The fucking Venn diagram for podcasts and UFC is like that. It's just two circles separated by a metre and a half.
I reckon it's higher than you think.
What about the Venn diagram of UFC fans and people know what a Venn diagram is?
It's those dots that are joined with lines, yeah? Nailed it.
Those circles shouldn't be touching, mate. That's gay.
Yeah. Hey, mate, you can't draw tits for shit.
Hey, guys. I hope you enjoyed that classic I Love Green Guide Letters clip. Now, here's the deal. We keep the last 25 new episodes free on the feed for anyone to download. But to dip into the archives, I invite you to check out the I Love Green Guide Letters Patreon page. Patreon is a really easy way for content providers like myself to reward listeners for supporting the podcast. And just for $3 a month, I give you complete access to our hundreds and hundreds of back episodes. You can download or listen to them on patreon.com, or you can paste a quick and easy code into your podcast app of choice and download every episode just like a regular podcast. Along with the classic episodes, for Patreon supporters, I also record the bonus After Letters show, where myself and previous guests answer listener-supplied questions that, of course, go off into unexpected tangents. It's a really fun format that has become a favorite with our Patreon supporters. So the link is in the show notes of the very episode you're listening to now, or you can check it out at patreon.com/ILoveGGLetters. And then you can enjoy all the classic episodes featuring the likes of Will Anderson, Dave Anthony, Ronnie Cheng, Santo Chilaro, Arthur Comer, Paul Dempsey, professional wrestler Mick Foley, Tom Gleason, Libby Gore, Tiffany Hall, Peter Hellier, Darren Hinch, Jonathan Holmes, Pete Holmes, Claire Hooper, Anthony Jeselnik, Jamoan, Samuel Johnson, Ed Cavalli, Andy Kindler, Kate Langbrook, Limo, Dylan Lewis, Sam Mack, Mark Maron, Tony Martin, Luke McGregor, Ryan Maloney, Lawrence Mooney, former Green Guide editor Andrew Murfitt, Dave O'Neill, Celia Bacola, Sam Pang, Charlie Pickering, Randy the Puppet, Gareth Reynolds, Adam Richard, John Safran, Sam Simmons, Brody Stevens, Tim and Eric, Josh Thomas, Dave Thornton, Ash Williams, Merrick Watts, Adam Zwar, and you get it, quite obviously, so many more. Your support is so appreciated and also needed to help finance the future production of I Love Green Guide Letters. So just to recap, last 25 episodes, always up for free for anyone to download. But if you want to go into the archives, it is just $3 to support the podcast for the month. If you so wanted, you could pay $3, download all 1,000 plus hours of podcasting, and that's it. But we would love for you to stick around and continue to support the podcast and enjoy the ongoing bonus episodes. Thank you guys so much. I am Steele Saunders, and I do love Green Guide Letters and our beloved Patreon supporters.